Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
Time now for Going Places here on KNKX. The arrival of spring has our travel expert Matthew Brumley thinking ahead to summer. Namely, he's already planning where he'll go with his family when the weather turns warm. He tells 88.5's Ed Ronco that the best way to plan for an upcoming trip is to look to the past.
Well, Matthew, where did you go last summer?
Let me see. Last summer, we did two little quick trips here in the Northwest. We did one over to Plain, by Leavenworth, and we love to go inner tubing just right through central Leavenworth. It's always a blast with the kids. And then we also went up to Salt Spring Island up in Canada.
Nice.
How about yourself?
Well, last summer we went to Michigan for 2 weeks. I'm from the Detroit area, but we went up north, as they call it in Michigan, up north. And if you think of course, the old map of your hand, you know, using the back of your left hand as a map of Michigan, we were up kind of near the outside tip of your ring finger there in a town called Charlevoix, which is a lovely community on Lake Michigan and just a really nice place to be in the summer. It's a little cooler than the lower Midwest, where it gets hot and muggy, and it's, you know, full of beautiful lake views and lots of big water and big tall green trees and some very nice restaurants. So it was a very nice, relaxing time.
Oh, that sounds sweet.
I think after that gray, damp winter that Seattle is so famous for, a lot of us are thinking about summer. And I would imagine that it's getting close to time to make plans and lock them in stone.
Yeah, it's hard to, you know, while we're still seeing some pretty cold days around here, it's hard to be thinking sometimes that far forward. But it's the early bird that gets the worm. So, you know, if you're thinking about heading out this summer, now is the time to book your favorite place.
Where do I even begin?
Well, I usually start with talking with friends. I mean, it's word of mouth, right?
So with all of the services out there, the TripAdvisors and the Travelocities and the Airbnbs and the, you know, all the things that can lead you to a vacation experience, you're saying maybe the best place to start is just referrals
friends.
From word of mouth.
Yeah, it's better than anything else. I mean, locals, you know, if you could always call a local tourist board and then crisscross with TripAdvisor and the rest.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to triple check and make sure you're doing the right thing, I always do that. But yeah, I usually get most of my ideas from friends.
When is too late?
Well, it just depends on the place. I would say that if you have a very rigid schedule, book now, because then you're really contained and you won't have a lot of flexibility. If you have a lot of flexibility and you can call a couple places and say, hey, give me a window of time for 5 weeks, I'll take 4 days whenever they're open, then you're pretty good for the next couple months. But if you have a set time, you have to go. You know what that is right now, I would book it now.
You know, I'm not going to lie, it's kind of nice to be thinking about summer already.
It is, isn't it? I mean, it's, and the sun's coming out, and yeah, and it's funny, it's very predictable the way we all think about travel. As soon as the sun comes out, we start thinking about these things. You know, we're thinking about our garden, we're thinking about all sorts of things, but one of the things that comes up is, wow, summer is just around the corner.
You know, if word of mouth really is the best way to come up with ideas, our listeners probably have some ideas.
Oh, yes, and there are so many places I haven't been to. I grew up here, but I mean, there are dozens and dozens of places I have not visited here in the greater Northwest. So please, I need some advice.
If you're willing to share your secret and wonderful vacation ideas, we would love to hear it.
And we promise not to tell anybody.
Except when we say we won't tell anybody, we mean we'll tell everybody. Matthew, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. If you do have something that you're willing to share with us, advice for summer travel, you can leave us a comment on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.